Roddick is no stranger to playing in tournament finals. With his win Sunday at the Legg Mason Classic, Roddick has now prevailed 23 times to win events, including 3 at the annual Washington Tournament. But this time, he faced a 22-year-old opponent who made an improbable run while playing in just his second ATP tournament. Fellow American John Isner was a last-minute wildcard entry with an 0-1 record. But he reeled off 5 straight wins, all with third-set tiebreakers, to reach the Legg Mason final. Despite playing a determined Isner in 36 degrees Celsius heat, Roddick emerged the winner 6-4, 7-6. After the match, Roddick said he was happy to see a new American player on the court.
I'm very intrigued and excited to see how he's going to follow that up. I told him, I said that, you know, this is the start. Now this is where you start your career. You've had a great momentum, great confidence. People are going to respect you a lot more, but this is the beginning. You know, I told him at the net to keep going. Don't be satisfied.
Isner came into the event ranked 416th in the world. His success this week will push him into the top 200 and give him a wild card into the Cincinnati tournament in 2 weeks. He says he has a positive approach to the game, especially after this week.
Tennis is very, it's more mental than anything. It's amazing. Confidence comes and goes. And right now, I'm really, really confident. Trust me, losing Andy Roddick doesn't take any confidence away from me. So, very confident player. I feel like I can go out there and compete with anybody.
The Legg Mason Tournament is one of the warm-up events leading to the U.S. Open, the year's final Grand Slam event, which begins in 3 weeks. In Washington, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.